Well, hello. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop. And at the Radio Thrift Shop, the shelves are full of 78 RPMs, 45s, 8-tracks, cassettes, obscure records, and gems from the past century of recorded sound. Radio Thrift Shop is your field guide to the analog side of radio. Want to say hello to everybody tuning in on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Ye old DJ Frederick is celebrating 16 years on the airwaves and 40 years since I walked into a little radio station called WUNH back in the day. All right, let's see what's on the shelves this week at the Thrift Shop.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very cool set here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We started off way back then with Brewer and Shipley, Witchy Tie Toe. And we followed on with Dynatones with Fife Piper, the Staple Singers with For What It's Worth, Mystic Moods, a great 45 called Cosmic Sea, and we ended up with Sight and Sound, Fragments of Fear. This is DJ Frederick. I'll be back right after this.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The day before Georgia hosts a football game against Florida, thousands of Bulldogs fans congregate on St. Simon's Island for a big party. And the following day, county workers congregate there for a big cleanup. The trash is more than unsightly. Birds can get tangled in plastic, and if the trash washes out to sea, turtles can choke on plastic bags they mistake for jellyfish. Over the last few years, though, a project by scientists and volunteers has helped make the beach a little safer. An education campaign and extra litter barrels try to cut down on the trash, and a brigade of volunteers, more than 170 in 2014, helps clean up what's left. While climate change and coastal development are big problems that require big solutions, many other marine problems are being helped with small solutions, like the Georgia Beach Project. They combine the talents of scientists, government agencies, and volunteers to help make things a little better. In Oregon, for example, a project allows residents to bring in oysters and clams from their beaches for testing. Scientists check them for harmful bacteria and help the locals identify and correct sources of pollution. And a Texas project collects old fishing line. Scores of collection bins are located on beaches and at businesses along the Texas coast. Anglers dump used line in the bins, and volunteers pick up discarded line they find on the beaches. These and other projects help make the coast a little bit friendlier for marine life, and for people, too. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, thank you, Holly. I'd also like to send a shout-out to folks listening on WCFILP in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio at 96.1. Community radio is where we like to be and what we like to be tuned into.
Thank you.
And Richard Groove Holmes from 1962. That was Moose the Mooch. Before that, we heard Cal Jader from his LP Sentimental Moods with a tune called Running Out. And we started that set off with Sven Liebig and his title track to the original soundtrack to the film The Set. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to take a little trip to where very few have gone before. And I don't mean the Final Frontier or Star Trek or anything like that. I mean the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. We're going to do a set of music that rarely sees the light of day. Please don't turn that dial.
Gather round me, children. Look, I've got the crystal ball. Saddle up your spaceship. Let's play cowboys on the moon. We can make your rain and be back by afternoon.
It's in a dream and waits at the window. wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in a church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, and Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Calcutta, smart.
Wah, 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 oh, wah, to see. Come on and take a chance and get up with this dance.
Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, ah.
Baby, baby, when you do the fly, your arms are wasted waving in the sky.
Ah.
Come on and hold me like a lover should.
Wah, to see makes you feel so good.
Thank you.
All right, a set from the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. Down the stairs where the lights are out, where few wish to tread. That was R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders with Persian Rug. Before that, the Watusi. The Poets with Fun Buggy, Dave Pell Singers and Oh Calcutta. Mr. John Denver with Eleanor Rigby, and we started that set off with The World 2000. This is DJ Frederick, and this has been the Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening.
Came first, the chicken or the egg? Did the universe have a beginning, and if so, what happened before then? Where did the universe come from, and where is it going?